Bon. What's going on, y'all? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new show for the hoe or the hoes. One half of the juggernaut. I am low here as always with my main man B, aka Big Ugandan.
Ooh, what up, y'all? It's the shit. We didn't record Sunday, so it's the case of the damn Mondays. How's everybody Mondays going?
Yeah, we ain't record on Sunday, y'all, so we a day behind. It was me. I had some stuff going on. So couldn't make it on the show. But hey man, how your week been? How your week in COVID or almost ending of COVID?
Almost ended the COVID shit. Dropped down since the we got, you know, the snowfall happened. Shit, you know, people been inside. It looked like the numbers going down ever since the vaccine started coming around. Shit, if y'all listening from Texas, shit, how y'all week going?
Hey, do you know if the vaccine is supposed to combat against these new variant strains or not?
I'm not sure. The new variant strain came from people not vaccinated, from what I'm understanding, so it's mutating.
And look, man, we might just go ahead and just take a whole nother year of just like we did last year and just be at home again.
I don't even know what the new strain does to you. Nobody like reporting on it, and I feel like we need to update the CDC guidelines of how it affects you, but
only thing I heard about it is that if they say it's more contagious and it's more aggressive once it gets into your body, so that can't be a good thing.
Right. I don't think it show up on the COVID test.
Well, they said in St. Louis they have been finding the various strain traces of it in wastewater.
So right. Stick to drinking bottled water.
Shit, I guess so.
Man. Shit. Hey, let me start out telling the people, if y'all like thinking about watching that new Denzel Washington movie, man, don't.
Man, hey.
Man, don't.
I ain't know if you at Washington. Now, that shit's so fucking trash.
Wish you would have told me, man. I was like, what the fuck? Hey man, I don't even care. I was, spoiler alert. They ain't solved shit.
Hey dog, they didn't solve a goddamn thing. And then what was up with the flashbacks in the third act? I'm like, y'all wasn't even doing this all the movie. So why y'all do, man? That movie came apart. It came off the rails like in like the last.
Hey, we
it was already shitty, but it came off the rails in that third act, man.
Hey, me and the wife was sitting there thinking, I was like, oh yeah, Denzel, he the killer. Definitely the killer. That's him. He was doing all this shit. He mentally, no, I think it's Rami. I think Rami, whatever. Nah, I'm like, okay. Maybe it's Jared Leto. His acting skills was on point, and he saved the movie. Well, as much as he could. That was like wasted acting for him. He should have saved that for the Joker.
It would have been better if they would have had Denzel. If they would have had Denzel play Jared Leto's role, I think the movie would have been better. They could have just swapped people around, but. Yeah. It was kind of like, man, a movie like that with that type of star power, man, you know them motherfuckers thought that movie was going to be good.
I did. The trailer had me going. I was like, okay. And then, you know, the girl was looking at the dude. She was like, maybe it was him. Shit, I don't know. And then this motherfucker went and bought a red beret to calm dude's nerves. What the fuck out of here?
Hey, Sean, I do like
hated this. It.
I do like that scene when they was up in the interrogation room and all three of them, and then I forgot what Leto said, but Denzel was like, Denzel had him hemmed up against one. He's like, look at you, motherfucker, dick harder than Chinese math.
Right. Hey, that was the best part of the movie.
Hey, it really was. I was like, this is some bullshit. Like, because my wife wanted to watch it too after I watched it, and I said, nope. I said, if you knew you watching it alone, because I've seen enough. One time was good enough for me.
Right. Warned your ass. And oh my God, man. Let me tell you, I watched Judah and the Messiah.
Judas.
Judas.
Nigga, you may sound like it's about Judith Light or something.
Hey, look, man. I'm too mad. I'm mad. That movie made me mad though.
Yeah. Dude, man. It makes me mad at the government, but it also made me mad at us though. Cause I'm like, dude, at one point we was like together. We was like strong. And I don't just mean black people. Like at one point it was like all the people, all the little guys was teaming up to take down the big guys. But you see, in the case of Fred Hampton, like Malcolm X, Dr. King, whenever you unite people of all races to be like, nah, them motherfuckers really the enemy. Somehow, some way, they always end up dead.
Right. And how they get like infiltrated, man. And man, I'm looking at Lakeith Stansfield. I'm like, come on, man. I wouldn't even take that role. Nope.
Why? Because it made him look like a snitch?
Yeah, man. Come
on. He an actor. Somebody.
I know he an actor, but still, that made me look at him different, even though it wasn't him hitting for real. But still, that's who I pictured.
Boy, them Negro morals.
Hey, look, man. Like, you know what made me mad when Martin Sheen, who was he, Edgar Hoover?
Yeah.
Yeah, he talking about something we was gonna rape and pillage their people. Like, they did what y'all did?
Yeah, that's exact. I mean, from what people say, like, this was like as accurate as possible. I don't know if you saw the interview, the real interview of Bill O'Neill. They went in, they like paid attention to detail. Like, they had Lakeith looking just like him.
Right. I looked at my wife at the end of that movie. I was like, man, y'all are evil.
Damn. Damn. Wait a minute.
She's like, I'm not even gonna get into it with you. I was like, yeah, man. I was like, you watched the movie too? You see what y'all did? So like, y'all, like, oh, I'm appalled. Like, the nerve. Like, this is what I said. I hit her with the, yeah, see? And they did the same thing to Breonna Taylor. She didn't want to get into it.
Hey, man, you was looking at her like she was the ops.
I had to snap out of it for a second. Like, oh. The movie made me mad. Like, well, how could? Like, did y'all want to say that I'm like, y'all started the whole thing. Y'all, I just gotta say, I guess the your color. Like, how could you? Like, y'all want to be like that was in the past, but like this shit's still going on. But it's in on camera now.
Yeah. And then there's a whole bunch of institutionalized racism, like with the war on drugs that they started up back in like, that started like probably like it wasn't the early 90s when Clinton got up in there, they did that fucking crime bill. And that was just basically a war on black people because they locking people up for crack, but they not locking people up for cocaine. You a crack addict, then you a criminal. If you a coke addict, which is a drug that most white people did back then you're just addicted and you need help.
It's just like the messing with our mind, man.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. That's not cool.
Yeah. And then especially like when these powder kegs blow every few years with like protests and riots and stuff like that. It's like, dude, what you think an animal gonna do after you keep on pushing them in the corner? They ain't fucking with you. You keep on pushing them in the corner, that animal gonna eventually start to fight back. Cause it's like, we seen what animals do when they back into a corner. Now, what the animal gonna do when it really thinks that you're about to kill it?
It's about to go ham.
Yep, because it's like, nah, I gotta protect myself. Like, and then don't let it be like the mother of the pack or whatever trying to protect. Like, come on, dog, come on.
What my man from the New Edition movie in there too?
Ralph. Hey, he is a good bit player.
Yeah. Yeah, little part was dope. Other dude was in it too, from the Wu-Tang TV series. I can't remember that dude's name. RZA, the dude who played RZA.
I thought that was him.
He walked, yeah.
Dude, Does he play the same character and everything?
I don't know. That dude eccentric, though.
Like, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, he be having, like I think that's really, he just playing him in all these roles. Like, he kind of have, like, them kind of, like, twitchy kind of ways or whatever. Like, what the fuck wrong with him?
Right. I don't know what else he does. That's the second thing I seen him in, though. I ain't seen him in nothing else.
He was in The Equalizer, Equalizer Part 2.
I ain't seen them movies.
Damn, neither one of them?
Mm-mm. Man, like, I can't picture, like, Denzel, like, I can't picture my man Denzel in the fighting roles like that. It just never crossed my mind. It was hard for me to look at. Like, I'm going to watch him, though. I'm going to watch him.
It ain't like he's running down on nobody or nothing. He's standing in one place just fighting. This nigga ain't even moving his legs.
Because I know what Will going to say. He's like, man, you ain't watching movies yet? I'm watching.
Will been on you about watching him?
Yeah, I ain't even watched John Wick yet.
What?
I don't know why I'm hesitant on watching the movie. I'm waiting till the fourth one come out and I'm going to catch up.
Damn.
Ain't nothing other content been out. You know, I've been rewatching the Marvel movies, but ain't nothing for real. Like, but anything new? Like, I don't know. It's kind of TV, kind of scarce. Oh yeah, you caught up?
Yes, sir.
What you think about it now?
I'm still mad they doing this fucking show within the show type shit. It takes away from the gravitas of everything. It's supposed to be like something hidden going on or whatever. Because now, spoiler alert, we found out that Agatha, you know, that Agnes is Agatha, was it Harkless or something like that? I know she's in the Marvel universe, but I don't remember. I remember seeing her in a couple books or whatever, but I'm like, oh, whatever, okay. That's a little turn. I want them to just get to the end because I want to see if they gonna actually, I know Magneto's gonna show up. I'm like 90% sure.
They saying he might not.
I think they trying to throw people off, but it's like, but the way it is, the way I'm looking at it is Magneto gonna show up and we gonna actually see his face like they've already picked out an actor, or is it gonna be kind of like in how they do Batman on TV shows where you just see the silhouette but not who's in it?
Gay. Okay. I hate that shit. They better not do that shit. So we guessed the witch, which in the comic book she trained Wanda. It helped her with her powers. The only thing that can become behind Agatha is Mephisto, because she sold her soul to him when she was remember, you said you don't know about her, but when they found out she was a witch during the Salem witch trials, she was burned at the stake and she made a deal with Mephisto.
Did not know that.
So the only thing, like, her, that dungeon, he got to be around the corner. And his multiverse, we already know she can manipulate the multiverse, so we already know that's coming because of Doctor Strange, which they already talked about in a Doctor Strange movie. Shit, I don't know. I don't know where we're going from here. Like, these 30-minute episodes killing me, though.
Man, speaking of multiverses, and because I've heard some more people start shitting on the Justice League trailer and just Justice League as whole. And then shitting on DC people too, like people who like DC movies. Watch when DC introduces the multiverse, everybody gonna act like it don't make sense why they got multiple actors playing like different characters, playing the same character. They gonna act like, well, they gonna act like they don't understand. But as soon as Marvel introduces it, they gonna be like, yeah, man, the multiverse. I mean, how y'all get that?
You don't even get it.
Right.
You don't even know nothing about the multiverse. And Marvel, you don't know about the Earth, what, 661 and whatnot, 615. Well, you reading Uncanny X-Men and then X-Men and then Astonishing X-Men, and they don't fit into the Marvel Universe, the rest of the storylines, and they got to change it up for the X-Men stuff. That's why I quit reading Marvel, because that shit was getting confusing. Because I don't know which X-Men we dealing with.
Right. Uncanny, Astonishing, Amazing.
The only way I know it's Astonishing now because they had them outfits, and I think that's what they roll with. You know, like, X-Men versus the Avengers and stuff.
But then you like, man, but then people are saying or whatever, like, I don't know if DC fans are gonna be able to be objective because they say that all the DC movies are good. And I'm like, so just like how y'all say every Marvel movie is good, if we us on this show do not say every DC movie is good, we are trash people.
There's all of them ain't good. The only reason why it seems like we defending all DC because the way y'all be dogging DC, y'all don't never do say that same energy for Marvel movies. Like, wait, didn't Marvel do that same shit? Oh, but when Marvel do something corny, it's good. It works. But if DC in corner, it don't. Now you didn't flip. Now I got to defend Wonder Woman. I ain't even like that movie. I mean, I fell asleep through most of it, but I'm like, well, shit, that's the same formula they did. So, y'all being a bunch of hypocrites, just say you don't like the movie. You ain't like it. Don't even no explanation needed.
But I think they will feel like they need to explain it because it's going to be like, why don't you like this damn company? Like, you just don't like the company.
They don't even know.
Is it because they going against your favorite company of the last, like, what, 10 years? Because a lot of y'all wasn't no Marvel fans. I don't care what y'all say.
They sure won. Because Marvel wasn't even putting out nothing. So what was you liking?
Exactly. Now, hey, I'm a comic book fan.
I'm going to say I liked X-Men 1 and 2 back then. I ain't know any better until I saw what they could really do. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they need to change all these movies. So this movies was trash.
What was I thinking? Movies did not age well.
No, they did not. Like, I even rewatched, I just jumped to Future, whatever it's called. Future Days of the Past or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, none of this shit makes sense. Like, you bring Jean Grey back and then Killer again and Dark Phoenix. It's like, so she gone again. So the Phoenix thing never happened in X-Men Last Stand. So I don't know.
Right.
The people still faking with WandaVision. Don't act like you like them first two episodes and now you
now you like, of course this is what they was going for, man.
No, you was like, I can't rock with it.
You was sitting over there sweating bullets. A couple of motherfuckers I know actually said after the first two episodes, they was like, nope, I'm not watching it no more. They was like, I'll watch it at the end of the season. I'm gonna let it build up because I don't like how slow this is. But it's just like, come on, I mean, just be honest. Like I said, I don't like that show within the show type thing, but it's like Goop, they keep on winking at the fucking camera. Like this week they was doing like what, like Modern Family / The Office.
Yeah. Modern Family, that's what that show. I couldn't even think. And I like the how they getting the theme and stuff together though. That's what I like. Now that we in the 2000s.
Yeah, but I'm like, dude, enough with this shit and Vision and Kat Dennigan's trying to drive, you know, to the house or whatever, and then you see cutaways with Vision like sitting at the carnival with his legs crossed or whatever. Like, I believe Wanda's trying to stop me. Like, nigga.
I think now that Agatha has been exposed, I think we might be done with the show within the show. I think it's just going to be a la war. And I don't know why the... I don't know, man. Hopefully it ends good.
If it don't end good, on a scale of 1 to 10, how dumb do you think we're about to act?
10.
I got it at a good. It might start off at 10, then we're gonna work all the way up to about a good 78.
Because yeah, I know what's gonna happen. They're gonna be like, they're gonna forget about it, and then they're gonna deflect with Winter Soldier and Falcon.
Man, who knows, man? They may try and do the same thing with Winter Soldier and Falcon, trying to yuck it up a little bit. Because we didn't think they was gonna do this with WandaVision.
Yeah, that's true. But when that show gotta have action and then like a hardcore story to it. If it don't, then I'm expecting like the first episode to maybe start off slow and then end. Well, it's only six episodes for that one.
Oh, it is? Maybe that's the one I got it mixed up with then. Because I thought WandaVision was supposed to be like a short season like that.
Yeah, this one only six, so we'll see.
Man, I'm just going to hit my throwback now and get out the way because I know we're short on time. My throwback of the week is Lil C's. That's right. C's a Leo from Junior Mafia fame. It's Play Around featuring Lil' Kim and I forgot the other dude on the song. But yeah, check that out.
Lil' C's Play Around. Oh, it's got Lil' Kim and Bristol on it, don't it?
There we go, Bristol. Yeah, yep.
Okay. Yo, handsome, hey. Handsome. Ain't no new music out either, for real. Hey, I was watching this thing on, you know that song, Back in Blood or whatever? Back with Lil Durk and Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
You don't like that song? I'll be jamming to this song. I don't know why. I think maybe it's just a beat.
That's probably it. I don't care for it, but I'm not really a Durk fan. Maybe I don't get him.
I like him featured on stuff, but he don't look like he rap. But a lawyer, it's on Instagram. A lawyer was breaking down his video Back in Blood, and he was like, "Oh yeah, they talking about murder right here," and here he exposing himself. I was like, also, this what they do to catch these motherfuckers. Okay. Somebody posted that on. I tried to share it, but it's a private page.
I still need to go. And watch Showtime starting up a new series this week that you just made me think of, that Tekashi supervillain, where they kind of like going through his life and everything.
Tekashi?
Yeah, like 6ix9ine. I didn't think that anybody else could. I didn't think they could keep on telling this story, but they find in a way. And Tekashi, from what I hear, is involved in it. So he getting some money off of that shit.
Did he tell him, huh? He been on the Neil case on IG. Well, I guess he been telling, right? There ain't nothing new.
But like you just said, with the lawyers watching the thing, though, these dudes been telling them. They been telling on themselves.
That's true.
That's why I don't get mad at like DJ Academics, because I'm like, dude, if these stupid people wasn't making the damn videos, then recording themselves doing shit, then he wouldn't be able to repost it and laugh at them. So it's kind of like one of them things, whatever. But that Tekashi and Meek thing, that kind of seems like some setup type stuff. It seemed like the both of them was in on it together.
For the public,
what kind of running is this? The new age of running up? Because how you gonna run up on somebody if both of y'all got y'all cameras out on each other? Takashi like, yeah, look at this dude, he a pussy, and Meek like, hey man, look at this dude, man, he trying to send me back to jail, man, Jigga help.
Hey, you run up on me like that? Why you let him run up on me like that? He just did that goofy ass hat, that hat from Albert, Big Fat Albert, the dude he used to wear.
Yeah, dog.
Why are we in the same spot anyway? How you know where Meek is?
Exactly.
You just happen to be there, huh? Like
that shit, right? See, the more you think about it, don't it seem like these dudes were trying to get some pub off of each other?
He's like, "Hey, Meek, I need a new album or something. I need to pop, so I need to use you for it. I hope you okay with it, Meek." You can't help but to listen to some 6ix9ine song, but he just be on that stupid shit. The one song he just came out, all that yelling and stuff. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker hype.
Hit you with the sticky up and the picky up.
But he don't do nothing but take the rapper song and remake it.
A lot of rappers, you notice when they get like that big boom and fame out the gate, they normally talking about stupid shit. I ain't saying it's us buying it, but the other people outside of us, they buy that, they eat that shit up.
They like that dumb shit. I mean, sometimes I listen to it for something, I guess, something to talk about. Sometimes the hook be catching me. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay. Like that baby Masterpiece song. Hey, you know, they've been clowning him on IG. I don't know if you saw my message. They've been clowning. On Twitter, they was clowning the baby because he did the, what's that dumb song? Spot 'em, Got 'em. Everybody be doing that TikTok song too. He did a remix to it. And he was like, he said something. He was like, let me find a lyric. He said something. He mentioned, you know who JoJo Siwa is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, man, why he dissing JoJo Siwa? Why he dissing? I'm like, do y'all not see how her name went with a bar? And baby was trolling everybody on there, and he was like, man, they tripping, and I see why.
Man, all the beefs and stuff in hip-hop, outside of maybe like Tupac and Biggie, which you could say a little bit of that was from the fans too, but a lot of these beefs just be getting sawed up because fans just be talking shit, and people be feeling the way.
They don't understand fucking bar. I'm still looking for this mode. I forgot what site it was on. I think it was that fucking Shade Room. But I don't know, man. They need to think before they just start saying, oh, he said this. And I was like, I don't know why he dissing. Why you dissing JoJo? What she do? How she catch a bar? You shouldn't have never did that.
Man.
I'm like, here we go. The save. The save of hoes. He ain't even diss the girl.
People just be wanting to start up some shit. So for their own entertainment, so they can sit back and be on social media and be laughing about it. It's literally like when we was at school and we were sitting at the lunch table and motherfuckers started joining. And then, you know, you got that one dude or whatever who be kind of like nudge you like, man, you gonna let him talk to you like that? Shit, I would have had got up and swung on that nigga. I would have meet that nigga.
And then they do it, and like, oh, look at your dumb ass get suspended.
Why you let the little boys like you pipe you up like that?
Or take that risk of getting your ass beat.
Oh, he said you a bitch, comma JoJo Siwa. See JoJo Siwa. So he basically saying you a bitch and she see why. Bar, but man, people, I don't know. He wouldn't call that girl a bitch. This is her last name.
Did she come out and say she had a problem with it?
Nah, the fans did.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. There you go.
And then baby was on there trolling. He was like, yeah, these dudes on here tripping and I see why. And they don't even know what they don't even be thinking for themselves and I see why. I was like, ooh. Like, quit being the cat to save him.
Man, I'm glad you finally came around on the baby, dog.
That's your favorite rapper right now? I ain't got no problem. He was just sounding the same for a while there.
I never really thought about who my favorite rapper is. I mean, I guess right now, because I listen to like a lot of like older stuff really, but I mean, I ain't never had a problem with the baby flow. I'm just like, that dude, he found his pocket and he ain't let nobody knock him off of his square.
I like that. Like he a hardcore rapper. I was just like, damn, man, this don't sound like the beat. He just rapping off of one beat and just going. But he been on everybody remixes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gearing up for like another album drop, I guess.
I mean, him and Megan Thee Stallion seem like they just be dropping hits.
Someone
else
to do an whole album together.
Come on, I don't know if these cats fucking or what, but they dropping hits.
Dude, they chemistry play off of each other real good.
Right.
maybe that's why Tory got mad because he heard one of them baby songs with Meg.
Man, that little, I don't know what's going on with his hair. He look like the. You know, like when the dogs be chewing on like them old sofa chairs with the spongy stuff in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the top of his head look like. I'm like, you tripping. And he on there doing what Boosie used to do with them girls. He called it the quiet moment or the hush moment or something. He had them girls twerking.
Yep, they're going to be eliminating his ass off of social media, too. He's going to be sitting up crying.
Yeah, because the one girl on there, man, she bent over and all her stuff fell out. He was like, "Oh, you can't do that." He said, "Your nipple show, don't do that." I was like, I caught that. I was there. I was watching it, being a creep. I was watching it, too. I said, "Ooh, he getting kicked off."
You was doing that Dave Chappelle, come on, titty, come on.
I didn't even know it was about to happen. They was just turned around twerking, and she turned around and boop. The old titty fell out the damn whatever she had on, the half shirt. Knowing the mug was going to do. I think she did that on purpose. She must have. She looked like she was high as fuck.
Yes, and probably yes. Shit. What else you got, man? Because, yeah, in case y'all don't know, we record this during our lunch break, so.
Ooh, lunchtime podcast. The best time, I guess.
What? Get that afternoon delight?
Right, I skipped lunch for this. Well, I ain't skipping lunch, but I got food at the... All right, yeah, sandwiches and some shit.
My lunch right now, because I forgot what time it was.
Yeah, I heard you bunch it in the background. I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting it in, dog. I gotta get it wise warm.
Right.
Oh man. Have I watched anything else? Oh, I'm still, hey man, get involved with this reality TV that kind of got me back, even though this is a docu-series, but that Hip Hop Uncovered on HBO. I'm not HBO.
Somebody else was talking about it. It's on Hulu. It's on,
Well, it comes on FX, and then, you know, you just get it like the next day. Dog, they on episode 4. It's got Big U in there from out on the West Coast. Haitian Jack from New York, who, if you want to believe Tupac said it's a dude who shot him. You got Deb Antony, Waka's mother. Her brother, Benny, who is a notorious drug dealer and producer.
And then Trick.
Man, they said Tupac said Haitian Jack was a snitch.
But Tupac wasn't a real thug, so it's hard to believe.
That's what Haitian Jack said. Haitian Jack was like, this dude didn't even know who he was.
And somebody's like, how you become a real thug? You was a poet, you write all this stuff. Nah, brother, we don't believe you.
I
believe them, because we was kids back then, we ain't know no better till we just started getting older and reading and I'm like, oh man.
I mean, he was a good actor. I mean, which if we really think about it, a lot of people, because I mean, knowing what we know now, that like Ice Cube wasn't really like that in the streets or whatever. He just knew a lot of street dudes and a lot of connections, but he wasn't doing all the shit that he was talking about in his rhymes. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I think everybody's been kind of
married and had a whole family.
Right. I think everybody's been kind of like called out on that shit in their own way. But man, hey, this is a callback, dog, because I think was it last week? Or the week, it was one of them times, episodes, you was talking about that Throat Baby remix.
Mm-hmm.
And you was talking about the City Girls and their verses, and I was like, yeah, somebody wrote them for them, and then you was like, yeah, man, that dude wrote that for them, something wrong with them.
Right. Why you got me sounding like that? Like, dang.
Hey, I puffed up my chest when I said it, too.
He sounded like what's that dude name for the Green Mile?
Michael Clark.
Michael Clark, yeah. Like, dang, hold up.
Oh man, but you know, like, I mean, I know we talked about it's happened before with like a lot of female rappers and stuff, but like, look at Lil Kim, dude. All the shit that Lil Kim was saying, and Biggie wrote, you know, at least in the early part of her career, he was writing all that crazy shit for her.
And I ain't know that until later. That's why I said, but this day and age.
That's why it's so crazy. That's why it's so crazy when you have people like when you listen to, like, that song Crush on You with C's and Kim, and then realize like Biggie wrote that whole song because he used to write all the C's music too.
Right, because that little dude wasn't no rapper.
Dude, Lil C's could not rap or whatever. Big trying to Lil C's was perfectly okay with being Big's weed man. He like, look, man, hey, don't worry about that, Big. Like blunts, I already got you by three roll right here.
Right. The blunt roller. Hey, if Lil Uzi Vert wrote JT rhymes, if I was, I'd have looked at that dude like, what's wrong with you? I ain't finna rap this. I can see it. Louis Uzi Vert, I really feel like he about that life. He just ain't trying to admit it. You still there? Turned your volume down.
Man, I hate this.
Technical difficulties with the mic.
I always lose connection of this damn room.
Oh, you in the dead zone in the house?
Yeah, it's always on my door today, so.
You said what?
Yeah, this is the only place I can find to record today, so.
This is becoming towards the end anyways. How did New Edition sound go? Is this the end?
Oh, yeah, man.
Is this the end? There, I look at the lyrics. Are you my friend? And like I said, man, let me sing too, shit. Everybody can sing now. Just modify my voice.
You sound like, you could do that.
Just Drake out here singing. Drake sound like me. All of us sound like Prince. We talk like Prince.
Hey, you know what? If there was anybody that Drake probably should have patterned his career after was Prince, because he like a rap version of Prince.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, dog, that's beastly. I love dog. You know what? Hey, Drake, I know I'll be fucking with you on this show or whatever, but man, you know what, dude? You got a new diehard fan in me.
See,
because you only like people who act like MJ. So I don't know why you like Drake.
Man, I was a Drake fan before. You were new. You in the clubhouse now.
So,
yeah, party man.
Wait, first of all, I never wasn't a Drake fan. I was just trying to go ahead and add some substance because you got blind spots when it comes to him.
Man, I call it out when I see it. Sometimes I don't see it, but when I recognize it, I call it out.
Sometimes I don't see it, though.
But how we get MJ? But you threw some shade at, man. I was watching some more MJ dance videos. He still can go. Well, he still can.
You still could go.
Yeah, you can get down. I don't know about it. I saw Stanley and something. They were doing some dance things, and they showed a clip of him dancing in a new commercial.
I was like, who the fuck is Stanley? I forgot we was talking about
this. Boy, time be flying in this motherfucker. Ain't nothing happened in the news. Nothing crazy. Everybody's subtle.
Man, yeah, for the most part, I mean, Trump trying to like rear his ugly head and keep on writing all these, keep on doing all these videos about Republicans who he feel turned on him.
I don't give a fuck about that. It's over with. We gotta move on, remember.
Dude, hey man, we say it's over with, dude. we could be back in this same damn situation in 4 more years.
Then all the people gonna have their flags back out. Like, why you put them away?
Exactly. What, you were scared? Yeah.
They trying their best. They using all our money to have him not do it again. I'm like, man, stop doing that.
Stop doing
the same
that.
People, yeah, if the same people go out and vote like they did this time, that should be a problem, right? Well, we try to waste all our resources in impeaching this motherfucker.
Well, can we count on this many people, that many people going out to vote again?
Yeah. Like, I would see, like, lines like it should be.
I don't know if we can count on that, dog. We just, that was like lightning in a bottle.
I think it'll happen again. And like, if y'all afraid of this motherfucker get back in office and go do what you did last time and vote. Vote. We need it the really media and everybody to vote if you want to change. Shit, you did it one time, do it again. I mean, I was kind of iffy on Biden, but damn, Trump was just, I don't know. I got tired of seeing all these flags and these people on social media like talking. But when you see them face to face, they ain't like they ain't said nothing. They want to call the police. Mm. It's like, man, you can't stop being foolish online. Mm. Stop the damn nonsense, shit. Mm. Man, we trying to get along, and we got to get along. But mm. man, you want to take all this, all the non.
Go ahead.
You saying non-whites are all pussies? Like we ain't catch that.
hey, nigga, if we can't get along, we might as well get it on. I forget what boxer said that, but that's.
I feel like Booker T said something like that.
Booker country ass probably did say something. Or it was, no, it was probably Stevie. Steve.
Man, I was watching Booker T's first wrestling matches. He was like G.I. Bro. He was talking about the spinning Rooney when he first did it in the match, and then the crowd just went wild and started cheering him on. I'm like, yeah, they ain't seen a motherfucker breakdance before. They was in the sticks. They ain't used to seeing stuff like that. That was golden for them. Like, oh my gosh.
Look at him go.
That's my new dude.
Hey, you know what? Does that kind of feel racist to you when white people be watching black people dance and they say, look at him go?
Yeah, kind of. What do you mean, look at me go?
Hold on. We might have to make up the show title. What you mean, look at me go?
With a jigaboo dancing? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, we gonna piss somebody off.
Go. Okay, go inward.
You mean go ninja? Hey, that's what they were saying in them Teenage Mutants. In that movie, that Turtles movie.
Kind of like what I thought that Rice was, the nigga Tony Rice. Hey, I for real thought it was like that. I was hey, like, man. Is that what it's called? It's like, you know, I was tripping.
Hey, man, I could just, I want to picture your wife's face when you was coming. So it's like, yeah, that's like y'all be saying nigga on the side, huh?
Yeah.
Them nigga Tony Noodles.
She's yelling down the aisle. I was like, she was like, it's called the rigatoni. I was like, like damn. Let me stop in.
Oh shit, that motherfucker took me out, dog. Damn.
Let me stop playing.
Oh man. All right, man. Get the people your part shots.
Hey, man, it's the case of the Mondays. I don't know what y'all doing or how you celebrate Monday. I don't give a fuck.
Classy as always. Mm-hmm. For my partner, I'm out. Everybody watch Snowfall on Wednesday, so y'all
can start over. I need to start over on that. Well, how many seasons is it?
Three.
Three.
I've only like 10 episodes each, so you got between now and then to watch like 30 episodes.
I could make it.
All right, y'all. Uptown ENT, and we out.
Later.